there's lots to like in the language that's contained in the comprehensive immigration reform legislation currently before the U.S. Senate. Unfortunately, though, there are some significant problems as well. Interfaith Alliance has been working to encourage the addition of prohibitions on profiling based on religious or national origin, prohibitions glaringly absent from the current proposals. And here to talk about the importance of that kind of protection is Glenn Caton, legal director for the organization Muslim Advocates. Glenn, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Talk, please, about the concerns that arise out of the lack of specific protections for religious and national origin groups in the legislation as it now stands.
Sure. The legislation as it now stands prohibits profiling based upon race or ethnicity, which is really a codification of some Department of Justice guidance that was put in place in 2003 by then Attorney General John Ashcroft. So the current bill, that language and the current bill, does not include a prohibition on profiling based upon religion and national origin. And our fear is that under kind of a basic statutory construction principle, when Congress goes about listing certain things that are prohibited, the things that are not listed are therefore allowed. Mm-hmm. So our fear is that the law will be interpreted to basically allow discrimination by law enforcement based upon religion and national origin. And that is a tremendous concern to the Muslim community, the Sikh community, and should really be of concern to all religious communities and all Americans, because the idea that law enforcement would treat people differently or single people out for certain scrutiny based upon their perceived religion kind of goes against basic religious freedom and equal protection principles that are so fundamental to American values.
And Glenn, is it safe to say that this wasn't just an oversight? Someone said, well, we just forgot to do that. Someone thought about this and intentionally left those out.
It certainly appears to be the case. I mean, I've heard, secondhand kind of some of the jostling that went around with the Gang of Eight in mm-hmm. terms of the provision that actually got into the bill. Mm-hmm. But whether there was something nefarious or whether this was, someone's idea of a compromise, it's hard to say. What I can say, as one who has worked on racial profiling for many years now, is that the effects, I think, will be very bad for religious groups and particularly religious minorities.
That's what I wanted to ask you next. What would a possible future look like if we don't get a correction on this?
First of all, we can see with practices that have been taking place under the current state of affairs, and interestingly, the racial profiling provision as it exists now applies to all federal law enforcement officers, not just immigration enforcement officers, and not just law enforcement officers when carrying out immigration enforcement. So as it stands now, we have seen Muslims and Sikhs treated differently mm-hmm. reentering the country or in airport inspections. Again, just to be clear, we're not talking about if someone has a lead or someone says, this guy's carrying a suspicious package or whatever. By all means, that's what we have security for. our problem is with, oh, this guy's wearing a head covering, so we're going to give him additional scrutiny, or this woman is wearing a hijab and wearing loose clothing, so we're going to ask her about what mosque she goes to.
Yeah.
So those are the types of things that we're seeing now, and that's in the present climate. Now, of course, with any practice like this, you know, it could be, you know, there have been all kinds of acts around the world that are related to different religious communities, and it could be, you know, a Christian sect or or a Jewish incident or whatever it is, and the whole idea and one of the principles that this country was founded on is that we're not going to treat an entire group based upon the actions of one or the actions of a few.
Right. Well, my understanding is that there are about 300 amendments already lining up on this immigration bill. I would assume some of those, or at least one of those, would be to correct this.
Yes, there is an amendment offered by Senator Hirono of Hawaii that does exactly that. It adds religion and national origin to the prohibitions. And another thing it does that we haven't spoken about yet is the current version of the bill has two exceptions that in many ways swallow the rule, even as it pertains to race and ethnicity. One is the national security exception, which basically says if you're claiming that whatever kind of questioning or law enforcement activity you're doing is in the name of national security, well, then all bets are off. And the other is called the border integrity provision, which says that if you're within 100 miles of the border, which if you go 100 miles inland from the all of the periphery of the United States, that encompasses pretty much every major city, that, again, that all bets are off. So the Hirono Amendment not only adds religion and national origin to the prohibitions, it eliminates those exceptions that swallow the rules, but makes clear that that these prohibitions on profiling are not meant to otherwise constrict, you know, legitimate law enforcement purposes.
My guest is Glenn Caton, legal director for the nonprofit Muslim Advocates, which does great work on religious freedom. They are partners of ours at the Interfaith Alliance. We love to work together. Glenn, you've talked about some of the other concerns you have rather than just this one omission in the comprehensive immigration reform law. Is it going to be a battle royal as to what happens to this piece?
You know, my intuition is it will be a big battle. I think that the only reason I would say it might not be as big and grand of a battle as it otherwise might be is there are so many provisions of this immigration bill that are controversial and that you know, there are people very far apart in what this legislation should look like.
Yeah.
So given if it were just this provision that were at stake, then I think, you know, it would be. But I'm kind of surprised, actually, at you know, there were only three amendments offered that pertain directly to this provision, the one of Senator Hirono that I mentioned, and then a couple that would actually would expand the ability of law enforcement to profile. But it will be interesting when these amendments are being considered during markup to see how fiery it gets.
Yeah. Is there another area of protection, or make that plural? Are there other areas of protection rather than just religion and national origin that need to be addressed in the legislation?
You know, I have heard some other groups talk about adding gender, sexual orientation, and mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything proposed in the legislation about that, and that, those are not areas that Muslim advocates focuses on, so I really am not totally up to speed on sure. why they are not included or what may have transpired to keep them out.
Well, listen, I have such a great respect for the work that you all do, and so when I talk with you or when I talk with Farhana, I've got to ask a bigger question as well. What else are you keeping an eye on during this legislative session?
Oh, boy. you know, my work focuses so heavily on racial and religious profiling this is the main event, no doubt, yeah. for this legislative session. Interestingly, though, I have heard that in the next week, IRPA, the End Racial Profiling Act, is going to be reintroduced, which, if it were passed in its current form, would correct the problems with this provision of the immigration bill. Mm-hmm. You know, but because that is a standalone piece of legislation, you know, it's a lot more likely, I think, to kind of get held up and kicked around for mm-hmm. a while before it gets an up or down vote, if it even gets that far.
Are you optimistic or pessimistic about the immigration bill?
You know, I am not clearly in either camp. I can really see it playing out either way. I can see this is largely a partisan issue in terms of whether there should be a strong racial profiling provision. And I think if we can get the right people to really focus on this, given the number of provisions that are in play here, it could the Hirono amendment could get through, and that would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you know, there are some Republicans who feel strongly that law enforcement should be able to profile, you know, to the extent the Constitution would allow, which, you know, we would say is not very much, but the better protection we have in a statute, the better. And then, you know, if this provision, as it stands now, gets through committee and to the floor, that would be a very serious concern.
Yeah, sure would. Glenn Caton is legal director for Muslim Advocates, a national legal advocacy and educational organization working on the front lines of civil rights to guarantee freedom and justice for Americans of all faiths. Glenn, we really do appreciate what you and Muslim Advocates do in your work, and I appreciate you taking time to be with us today on State of Belief Radio.
It's my pleasure, Reverend Gaddy, and we love the work that Interfaith Alliance does as well.